Let's talk about sex. We do it once every 2 weeks here on Mornings, on a Monday morning at about this time. And this month I wanted to talk about gender, sex and identity, because it's something that I learnt about in university doing an arts degree and, you know, haven't really done that much research into since then. So I thought it could be a good sort of subject to touch on, maybe have a bit of a refresher of the basics and get into a bit more of the nuanced stuff, because I feel like this whole conversation is changing every single day. So, Tanya, welcome to Mornings.
Thanks, Bridie. Good to see you.
Good to see you too. Should we start by looking at the Enneagram LGBTIQA+.
Yes.
I feel like that Enneagram has grown and grown since I first became aware of it.
It has indeed. At the moment, it's standing for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer or questioning, intersex and asexual. It's constantly being expanded, so people put a little plus on the end to make sure that they're sort of including people. And I think for us, it's expanding as the discourse of people's lived experiences expand. So it's important to realise that as people are learning more about themselves, their sexuality, the orientation, definitions and language are going to change around these things.
Mm. Tell me a little bit about queer, because that's a word that I hear a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm not exactly sure who it defines.
Yeah, queer is a word that's it goes right back to English and Scottish roots. And was originally used as a derogatory term for people who are different. So back in the day, it meant anything but straight. And I think it's kind of gone on a little roller coaster journey where it's come back to that. It came back in the 80s as a more positive term when AIDS came out and homophobia came to fore. So people started to take that name and live with it and own it. And nowadays, I think people on the more sort of radical side, activists, people like that, people who don't want to be confined to just one sexuality can take that. People who want to shy away from homonormativity, from heteronormativity. So I like the anything but straight. Your politics can land you there. Your sexual orientation can land you there. The style of relationships you have can land you there. Quite a few things can.
So Q, you said, can also stand for questioning. What is questioning?
Ah, this is people who are sort of questioning their orientation, you know, so how or questioning their identity. It's like, well, I'm not quite sure where I fit. So it could be that maybe I'm feeling asexual at the moment, or maybe, you know, I'm feeling, because there is a lot of talk about sexual fluidity. So maybe I'm into dating guys at the moment, but I might be into dating women, or maybe I'm just questioning if I have a gender at all. Maybe I'm just a person and I'm not really sure how that fits in the categories of mainstream world, because people really like to try and put labels on and make things really simple for themselves, and it's not really like that for everyone.
Now, a few terms that are relatively new in my sort of field of understanding are ones like, you just mentioned, asexual.
Yes.
Pansexual. And what that means, where do those two terms fit into the...
Yes, I think pansexual came about because pan means all inclusive. So these are people who are attracted to all gender expressions, all people. I think a lot of pan people that I come across or I know say they're attracted to the person, not the gender, right? So, and that can cover, you know, so because bisexual promotes a binary that there's either men or women that you're attracted to. But there are a lot of people who are transsexual, there are a lot of people who are gender non-conforming, there are a lot of people who are gender non-binary, there are a lot of people who are questioning. So pansexual just means I'm open, you know, turn up, and if I like you, then I'm into it, right? With asexual, there's an absence of sexual attraction. So it's
almost like the opposite.
Yeah, it is. So all of these are orientations. And again, asexuality can be situational or global. It could be a lifelong thing, like, I'm not interested in sex.